Who's your person? Why are you doing this? What type of value are you providing to them? Start there. So that's what I would say. And my definition of brand, if I didn't cover it earlier, is give. And that's because when you are brand building, you are going to have to give so much more than you think to get this thing going.
Welcome to the Fuel Hunt Show.
What is going on, Eagles? Welcome to the Fuel Hunt Show. I am Drew, co-founder of Fuel Hunt, and I am sitting here with my esteemed co-founder and cousin, Joey. Joey, how are you doing today?
I am feeling great, but I do feel like this is the beginning of me getting fired. I really do think that this is the beginning of the end for
the
me.
The student has become the teacher.
You're taking over, right? You're driving now. What's next?
We're sitting here. We're doing the reps. I've stopped saying words, filler words. Yes. I've removed them from my vocabulary. So every time someone, even in passing, says the word like, I get triggered a little bit.
I still will say like or every once in a while. And at home, whenever Everly or Cecilia says it, I'm like, no likes, no ums. No. Then I listen to the first three episodes of the Fuel Hunt Show and every other word was an And
I'm like, damn it. The problem.
But we're getting better.
Yeah, it's a problem. Today, we are going to talk about brand. And the reason being is, and if you want Rise, our private community, there I go, using filler words.
That's all right. Nobody going to get you.
Our big community where we have speakers, we have a deeper level of connection, we have free coaching calls with you and I, people constantly sharing their tips, their learnings.
Yep.
Their knowledge with others and connecting on a deeper level.
Would you agree that it's like next level Fuel Hunt community?
Yeah.
If you're in our community,
correct,
and you're an Eagle and you live by the rules of the few, but you're a diehard or you're ready to become a diehard, take it to the next level, the connection and your life, then you join Fuel Hunt Rise, right?
A lot of people have been saying they were tired of being the smartest person in the room or the hardest worker in the room, and that's why they wanted to level up a little bit and get closer to people actually doing the hard work.
You know what's interesting about that? And I know we have, I don't know exactly what we're going to talk about today because we'll explain that I was late to the brand workshop you did, which I apologize, but that's because I was on another call. You know what's interesting about that smartest person in the room thing? You had put that on, I believe, in our stories to kind of explain what Fuel Hunt Rise is, because we haven't done a great job of explaining it over the past year. I regrammed it in my stories, and I got like some ball busting. And people were like, oh, it's, you know, must be hard being so smart, must be hard working so hard. And it's like, it wasn't meant that way.
Yeah,
it was meant to, as a lighthouse or a beacon to people out there that are really sick of how low the standard is in society. It wasn't about how smart we are. It was more about the standard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I clarified that. Like in the conversations I had when I got the ball busting from a few people, I clarified it, but I don't think we ever clarified on the feed.
And there is no shortage of haters, right? Like no matter where we go, how hard we work, how much good we do, there's always going to be ball busting.
Bro, we ain't hating. Yeah. Like, that's one thing. We did a show with JJ recently, right? Dr. JJ Thomas, shout out. And we talked about, actually, I think it was on her show that we did. We talked about building bridges, not digging trenches. So since the very beginning, we've never went on the attack for people that don't live the rules of the few. We've went to the world, to society, and we've put our message out there and said, hey, look, these are the rules we live by to excel and be exceptional humans that serve humanity. If you want to live by them too, come join us. We're your people. We never said F all the people that aren't. However, the hate still comes our way.
And I have a sticker on my laptop that I got from a company called The Fairy Garden Mindset. Her name escapes me.
Begins with an M. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. However, and I also bought a tie-dye shirt that says create over compete. I was happy to support that mission, that message.
Well, you like tie-dye as well. Tie-dye is like your thing. It's like the hippie. There's a hippie in you.
People think it's a little
hippie.
Little hippie and feminine of me.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case. I think it displays the positive energy radiating inside me out on my
you're,
shirt.
You're Roy G. Biv. Exactly. Like, you're light. Exactly. You're just calling out. I see.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, I digress. So,
yeah, so we took a little bit of a tangent.
So
there,
we did our first entrepreneurial workshop in Fuel Hunt Rise. The idea we had for this was that you and I will bring our experiences and our knowledge to the table and share it with the members of the Rise community, because a lot of them are aspiring entrepreneurs or side hustle entrepreneurs looking to further their mission, their business.
That's one of the, that was one of the beautiful things about that we uncovered about Rise this year. If you uncovered it sooner, you let me know. But this year I uncovered it. Rise for me in the beginning was all about connection and not having to do it alone. Mm-hmm. Like not having to rise above the circumstances and obstacles in your life alone. Mm-hmm. Come to find out this year, there are a lot of Rise Eagles and Eagles generally. I mean, you put that post out there, you know,
the poll.
Yeah, the poll, drop your business or what you're working on, your side hustle or whatever. Yeah. It blew up, thousands of comments. So who knew that there are so many Rise Eagles and Eagles in the community that are looking to start businesses? So this is very timely. And I assume that that's why you said, hey, look, let's do entrepreneurial workshops, correct, first of which being brand.
Correct. And the hard truth, real quick to digress, to go away from that, the hard truth is that a lot of people want to start businesses nowadays. We know that. Mm-hmm. It takes a different caliber of individual to actually make it happen.
And just because you are not that caliber of individual now does not mean business or entrepreneurship is not for you. What it will do is it will demand it of you. Correct. And if you do not respond and level up in your health, your fitness, your mindset, your skills, it will crush you.
If you had to pick one trait that was most important for an entrepreneur, one word, a one-word trait.
I hope these questions get harder, bro, because this is easy as shit.
What would you say is required?
Grit.
Tenacity is what I was going to say. So we're on the same page.
You know, I like the tenacity because like talons and the eagle and stuff. Yeah. You know, I like that wordplay, but
I don't know how alliteration is just happening in your head.
I write
naturally.
Poetry, man.
Yeah, true.
I put my poetry out of my personal. It didn't really go all that well, but.
Was it like a haiku?
Yes. Dude, I love haikus. I love haikus. Anyway, I would say grit. And the reason I would say that is, you know, my definition of grit. My definition is, do not quit, like no quit. Correct. That's my definition of grit. And that's literally what it takes. That's literally what it takes.
I agree, 100%.
You just posted something the other day. I think it was on the Fuel Hunt account, like can't lose if you don't quit. Mm-hmm. It's one of those cliches. You know, you see it on like a fucking Nike t-shirt or something mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, like corny. But it's true. It's literally true.
A lot of times I'm walking around now and I see the Nike t-shirts, the cheesy ones, right? Like, don't do it. Don't, where it changes it. Don't quit. Yeah. And I wonder if it's Phil Knight making up these t-shirts, because I see them. I'm like, okay, like that actually resonates with me.
I'm not going to go on my Nike tirade right now. I have great respect for the Shoe Dog and, you know, everything that they've done. But, some tells me that they don't have the ethos or emotional connection to their people like we do.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. That's lost. In the beginning, but, you know.
All right, so.
So back to brand.
We did our brand workshop. You were a little late because you were on another call making things happen, mm-hmm. which I appreciate and respect.
Divide and conquer.
You're correct. So when you joined, you had missed the presentation. So I want to run through this presentation with you.
Yep.
And our podcast
non-Rise
community,
Eagles.
Yeah, our podcast community, give them a little insight into the kind of information we're sharing, but not giving all the deets, because you got to save some for the people that actually pay.
I mean, that's just the way, because you pay attention to what you pay for, and that's one of those other cliches, and mm-hmm. it's absolutely true. As we've correct. You know, we were just talking with Bedros yesterday about. So, all right, so let's hit it. I did not go through. So, like you said, I joined late. I will say that the Q&A was electric.
Electric. Yeah.
So many great questions, so many deep questions. But I did not go through the actual deck that you have or whatever. Yeah. So again, like true to form on the Fuel Hunt Show, we're just going to do it.
We're
going to
wing it.
Let's do it.
That being said, a lot of those questions we had to pick up in our 30-minute coaching calls, because there's just way too much to unpack in an hour phone call. So when we started Fuel Hunt, we obviously didn't necessarily set out to create the next great brand, right? Like, we weren't brand. Our logo's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be color coded and use these fonts and et cetera, et cetera. However, we started out to create this community, which we, if you want to hear that story, there's an earlier podcast on that. So when we started, we did, however, build a well put together brand. So at what point in our journey do you think it became prevalent to us or we understood the importance of branding? And we'll get into what branding is next, but when we started, we did the, a lot of the right things. Why do you think that is?
I think that it was, I know that it's because we were focused on our people. And when I look at brand, I don't want to blow up your format here. It sounds like maybe you're going to ask me that question. But when I look at brand, and I've said this on previous shows, to me, I have a definition of brand. We'll hold on to that. But for me, brand is how what you're building makes people feel. And when I say feel, it's very, to me, very sensory. So when you talk about the five senses, that's what I'm talking about. So when people see your brand, when they hear your brand, when they touch your brand, when they taste and smell your brand, either it's metaphorically or physically, like literally, that experience needs to be complete. And for me, when we started out, that's the lens I was looking through. I wasn't looking through, let me read books on, you know, the greatest 100-year brands out there right now and the balance of their logo, or has their identity or their logo evolved over the years. We were so people and purpose-driven and focused on how they're going to feel when they come in contact with us, you know, quality service, quality community. Right? Quality products. We did really well out of the gate. I think that's what it was.
Well, you just answered three of my upcoming questions in one. So that was actually, what is crazy though, Joey was not there for the presentation. We had, that was the exact way I define brand, how people feel when they hear your company's name, when they get your product, when they hear about your product, when they hear people talk about your product.
This shouldn't be a surprise to any Eagles that are watching or listening, because from the gate we said we were about people. And people have needs, human needs, right? And they discern if those needs are being met through their five senses.
So, and one thing that I, neither one of us just touched on, but I did include, a great brand delivers on its promises.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
So in the next slide, I brought up the this diagram, the good, fast, cheap diagram. Did you ever hear, you've seen that? You only picked
two? So I know, yes. So back in my agency days, so with this, something that maybe not many Eagles know, but I worked for Big Pharma through agencies for a long time. Yeah, for a long time. So in our, in my agency days, and they were online interactive agencies, so we were building websites and software for, you know, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, BMS, like Novo Nordisk, you name it. I've built stuff for them. But anyway, in my agency days, project managers like lived and died by that quote. Like pick, you can only pick two, you know, good, fast, cheap, you know.
And I believe,
it's been a while since I've heard that actually. It's kind of given me like a little bit of a blast from the past.
Brianna, can you bring my folder over real quick?
I brought a folder
for today's. No, the green folder.
We're the lint roller, either one.
So I built, everyone did that. That is like a corporate America diagram that people love to say. Okay. Pick two. However, I do think it rings true, and we will. I've put a folder together of a few logos.
This isn't, listen, is some of my previous work in here? Listen, if so these are the...
We're going to play a game.
Are these the logo prototypes?
No.
That I worked on with Vince? Remember those?
Yeah.
We had like, before we landed on, it was always an eagle, but before we landed on the eagle head, we had like the keystone from Pennsylvania with the eagle feathers in it.
Would have been sick.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah.
So I have here a few, a logo, the logos of a few iconic brands.
Okay.
And I want to hear what comes to mind.
Hold on. Do I have to? You know, I like to win, man. So I need to understand the rules of the game here.
No, okay.
Am I selecting good, fast, cheap or anything?
Yeah, anything, but think along the lines of the good, fast, cheap. Okay.
Like, okay.
So there's no winning.
Make sure you show it to the center camera here.
That's actually a very good point.
Wait, there's no winning? I'm not playing.
There's really no winning.
I'm out.
It's really for teaching purposes to the few months.
All right, I'm back in. Yeah. I'm back in.
All right. So the first logo.
Oh, man, do we have to start with this one?
There was mixed reviews in the on the rise, Paul.
The first thing that I think about is caffeine, and I think it's because I love caffeine, I'll admit it. Secondarily, I think about an unpleasant experience that I had during that brand because of their policies during COVID.
Yes, yes. Politics aside.
Yep, so I'm going to put that aside. If I have to go tertiary, like a third thing that I'm thinking of, it's evolution, because I know a little bit about their identity, meaning their logo, and how it's changed over the years and why. Like there's even some controversy around that. We don't have to get into that, but there's some controversy around it. So I'm going to go with caffeine and evolution.
Okay.
So they've evolved over the years and they are a purveyor of caffeine.
So that's a very well thought out answer to that question. The answer I was looking for, though, is they're a brand that delivers on its promises, right? Mm-hmm. They will deliver you a high quality cup of coffee, good, and they will not deliver it cheap, but it will be fast.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
So it would be good and fast.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. The other thing, let's just put a little footnote on your game here. I'm probably not your average game player.
No, because I'm a brand builder. I realize, you know, that now. Yeah,
but this is cool. This is cool. Yeah, this is fun, actually.
Yeah.
Now I can only imagine what else is in this folder.
All right. The next logo. The Golden Arches.
Shit.
Poison.
Yeah. I think unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Clowns. Mm-hmm. And I also do have a pleasant memory because I did not eat red meat and berries, Greek yogurt, and sushi rice my entire life. Yeah. I did partake in some fast food as a kid.
We all have.
So I do have some fond memories of the Play Place. Remember when those Jones used to have, like...
Well, they still have them. And
they do?
Yeah, the man Carnivore MD, do you know Carnivore MD?
Paul Saldino. I know the name.
Paul.
Yeah.
Big Paul Saldino fan.
Yep.
He was actually on Instagram in one, and he's like, you see this bullshit? They try and get you to come here and eat their food by luring you in with a playground.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're going to touch on marketing at all with this brand workshop, but, you know, my definition of brand is to give. My definition of marketing is to leave people better than you found them. And I do not believe that brand does that.
Marketing's our next segment.
Right. Yeah. I'm jumping ahead already.
So, well, not today. Yeah. We'll have to do another entrepreneurial workshop in the community.
But so if I'm going to go, I'm going to go fast and cheap.
Correct. Yes, fast and cheap. Definitely not good.
I will say, good. Tastes good, yeah, not good, good here, for
not,
you.
Not good
yes,
overall.
Yes, I will say tastes great, not good for you.
Oh, we got two more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know one thing about one quick thing, the Play Place memories that I have, they used to have that like slide and it was enclosed and it's like plastic, the slide or whatever.
Yeah.
That John like reeked of fries. Like when you were in that slide.
It like fries and sweat.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. All right.
Oh man, I knew it was here. Yep. I knew it was here. I'm going to...
So good, fast, cheap doesn't really apply here. I went a different direction with my explanation on this one.
Yeah. Look, man, I've vibrated a little bit negative so far during the show on brand. So I'm going to choose to elevate and vibrate a little more positive. When I see that logo, I think empowerment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think... quality,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jordan comes to mind initially, and I could also go into some characteristics of him, but I think that's more him than it is the brand.
My Nike. Explanation.
On, so did you show those to the camera, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. So that was the Nike logo. Yeah.
My explanation of the Nike logo and brand identity when I explained it in the Rise community is that someone who's buying Nike wants to identify with or feel like an athlete. Mm-hmm. When you wear Nike, you're like, okay, I could probably dunk on some guys.
Yeah, I would think that, I think over the years, and we're not going to turn this into a big debate though, I think over the years that's changed though, because I see, and I'm not being judgmental, because up until, you know, 5-6 years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight or whatever, but I see a lot of like out of shape dudes wearing Beast Mode.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm like, bro, like, If you're identifying,
they want to identify as an athlete.
Yeah, but you got to do the work too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Nike's not View 100. View 100 is most certainly.
So that's the one. That's the one thing I wanted to say. And then, what was the other thing I wanted to say? Oh, yes, you were talking about delivering on promises. If you grew up in Philly, you've worn Jordan shorts.
Yeah.
You know, I was a big Jordan short guy.
Parker has Jordan shorts.
Okay. I'm talking early 2000s. That was like my Jordan short era, right? Yeah. Jumpman was embroidered on the ball shorts, and those things stood the test of time, right? They had aglets on them that were metal. Like, dude, it was like, you know, you're paying $50 for a pair of shorts, $60 for a pair of shorts at that time, which was super expensive, but they stood the test of time. Somewhere along the line, they stopped delivering on that promise, and they started heat pressing the Jumpman on shorts, and like literally 3 washes, it peels off. You're like, what is going on here?
They started cutting corners.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Jordan 12s definitely held up though.
The shoes are a different story. Yeah. Talking
big, more so big MJ fan. And we talked about MJ LeBron debate. It's just not a question.
Jordan and who?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So
I'm kidding. Before I get off, for the haters come out.
The last logo for the game.
Never seen.
Are you familiar?
I've never seen that logo before.
That is the new and improved new Eagle. New Eagle, who this?
Yes, I know. New Eagle. So that's easy. I'm going to say freedom, hard work, service to others. Exactly. I'm going to say quality community, quality service, quality products. I'm going to say a community that helps you see and seize the power that's inside you through hard work. Should I keep going?
No, that's okay. I mean, what's crazy is that's literally. I mean, it shouldn't be crazy, but being that we're aligned, that was the exact, you took the words off the slide pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, we hope that when you see that, when our customers and potential customers see that logo, that is what they think.
And we've done a lot of work to deliver on promises that uphold that vision. When someone experiences that eagle, right? Whether it's they hear us on the show, right? Or they see it on our site or on somebody else, right? Or they touch our apparel, right? Or the taste and smell are more figurative, but the taste that we leave in their mouth after they experience us, or the smell that they have, you know what I mean? Yeah. That reminds them of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've done the work since 2016 to make sure that that's a favorable, positive, empowering experience for everybody.
Exactly. And if someone does have, we have our lifetime guarantee. So if someone does, heaven forbid, have a negative experience with our brand, their order, or your product, we replace it right away.
It happens.
Lifetime guarantee.
It happens. Correct. You know?
Things get by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So to wrap it up, bring it in for a landing, your recommendations for someone that wants to create the next great American brand or brand.
Yep. I will say, think about your people first, your person. Be very specific about who your person is, you know, and this isn't like a discussion like, well, let's develop the avatar. You know, like
so that's one of my, I'll delete that. So that's one of my.
Well, it's important, right? But like, if you're starting a business or brand building for the right reason, you know who your people are. You know who your person is that needs the value that you're going to bring them so that their life can be better. You can leave them better than you found them. You know who that person is. So in the beginning, focus on them and focus on their five senses. Don't go down the rabbit hole of type balance and fonts and this and that. Just think about your person and make it people first. And think about the experience that you want them to feel when they come in contact through their five senses with your brand or your product or your mission or your community. Like, start there. So many people are like, oh, is Fiverr shit? Like, where should I go to get this logo done? And I'm like, let's back the truck up. You're starting an apparel brand. That's amazing. I have a lot, and this is me recounting a coaching call. I have a lot of mistakes and meaning that I can give you on this call to help you time collapse. But before we even get there, who's your person? Why are you doing this? What type of value are you providing to them? Start there. So that's what I would say. And my definition of brand, if I didn't cover it earlier, is give. And that's because when you are brand building, you are going to have to give so much more than you think to get this thing going. And that isn't just giving of your time. It's going to take 10 times longer than you think it is. And it's going to be 10 times harder. It's your time and your effort.
And that's the
and
one.
And in some way, your materials too. Like in, I'm Catholic. They talk about time. They talk about talent, treasures, and time, right? Those three things. They're the three things that you have to give 10x to build something. The next great American, or, well, I say American because that's us, but the next great brand.
And that was one question that came up in one of the coaching calls I had. They said, how do I know if I'm giving too much? And I was like, you'll know. You'll know.
You'll know.
That's what you need to actually strive for, is to give yourself. Bro, you need to give yourself, give everything of yourself to your customers and potential customers and deliver value. And then think, oh, was that too much?
Right. So, like, how do you know I'm giving too much? You look at your P&L for the month, or you look at your, you know, your return. You know, if you don't have a P&L yet because it's early, you look at your return on your investment. You know, you bought these products for this much, and then you look at your bank account, and it's zero or negative. You're giving too much. That's an indicator. How do you know you're giving too much? If the people that you were spending time with before come to you and say, I never see you, why are you so obsessed with this thing?
Yep.
That's how you know you're giving enough. Like, there's key indicators that you're giving the appropriate amount.
Yep. There were some secrets we gave away. I gave away in the presentation of books you should start with, apps you should use, but I'll save them for the rest community. I'm not going to give away all the secrets here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also bigger. I agree with you. It's bigger than the secrets too, right? It's like we're protecting the value that our Rise Eagles have paid to, you know, join the community and have access to this. And by the way, we're not talking about like thousands of dollars. We're talking about less than what it costs to stream Hulu per month. Or it's definitely a fraction, probably a 10th, a 20th of what you spend on DoorDash a month. Like, we're talking like $29, like a measly less than a dollar a day, like a measly less than a dollar a day, you can get access to the information. So you said you had book lists. You said you had app recommendations.
I do have two things I want to add with where you should start.
Oh, my bad.
I believe you should start with what your company values. For us, it was always freedom, hard work, and service to others. It wasn't that clearly defined in the beginning, but we knew what was important to us and what someone who wears Fuel Hunt believes in.
Yep.
So we had values.
Yep.
Also, your story. That was one thing we always did well, too. We told the story of how we started, why we started, and what drove us to want to start.
There is nothing worse, and I can say this now because it's a mistake we made. Bedros opened our eyes to it, right? And I literally kick us physically and figuratively for not doing it. There is nothing worse than starting a brand or a business with some obscure name or acronym and then just expecting people to get it and not telling your story or the meaning behind it until much, much later.
Yeah, for a while there, we were just Fuel Hunt on Instagram. We were posting motivational.
Like, content. If we came out and we were just FWH, it'd be a different story. Like, our the name of our company and our community, there was, you could infer some of the meaning, but we waited a little too long until our origin story, which really gives all the punch to, you know, our name.
Is there any, to wrap this up though, is there anything you would, any closing thoughts you would like to leave our listeners with on brand or building your brand?
I said start with your people and your purpose first, right? And I will back that up with do everything with pure intention. I really feel like in life, especially with building a business or a brand, if you are doing it for the right reasons to leave people better than you found them, you can't fail. You can't fail permanently. You will fail a million times along the way, but you will learn and you will keep going because your intentions are pure. So,
and I will, to emphasize that, start with your why, right? Exactly. Think about why you're doing it. And then be intentional with what you're doing and leave every interaction, even if it's with a customer or vendor, with providing more value than you're getting from that transaction.
Leave them better than you found.
Correct.
All right. This was great.
Oh yeah.
So what, so.
As was the call.
Eagles can, that are watching and listening, can go to fuelhunt.com/rise to get an idea.
I almost signed off without even letting them know that. So
I guess I'm not going to get fired yet.
No, that was good. That was good.
So Eagles that are watching and listening can go to fuelhunt.com/rise to learn more about Rise. Now, I do have some unfortunate news. I'm not sure when this episode will air, and I'm not going to put Dane on the spot, but the doors to Fuel Hunt Rise are currently closed. You cannot register for Fuel Hunt Rise right now. We are metering membership in Rise moving forward, and that's to preserve the quality, which shouldn't surprise everyone watching, listening, of connection in there. Rise is, which you'll see if you visit the site, Rise isn't just these workshops or gear discounts and benefits. There's a private app. It's a private community. And we want to preserve the level of authenticity, realness, and connection in there. If we let 100 people in at once, 1,000 people in at once, which we could do, it's not bullshit, it would cause a melee.
Yeah.
Right? So we're metering membership on the first of the month, every month. For now, we're admitting 25 new members. So depending on when this airs, if you visit fuelhunt.com/rise and you're met with a page that says registration is closed, you can join the wait list to be notified when we open on the first of the month.
Correct.
Yep.
We might even have to start an application process.
So here's the thing. I think that that will eventually happen. Yeah. But right now, as I explained at the top of the show, the Eagles that elect, self-select to be Rise Eagles are living by the rules of the few. So there is no concern that a non-Eagle would get in. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to be that way for a little while, but there will come a point where there's going to have to be a gate to pass through. You know what we're doing now, I mean, candidly, is, like I said, you pay attention to what you pay for. If this was free, the whole world be in there, and it'd be
correct.
It would not be a quality experience.
Correct.
So the measly dollar a day that we charge to be in there is a gate for people to pass through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shows their intention. Because
you do have that level of connection on our Instagram page, our our main community, but it's a lot harder to connect, right? Like, you can't really find Eagles the way you can in Rise.
Let's talk about intention. When most people, and I would even venture to say that some Eagles, when they open up the Instagram app, they're not looking for meaningful connection with people that think and act like they do. We came along way later than Instagram, right? Instagram has put a stranglehold on people and why they open that app. Now, are we changing that perception with our public community? Yes. But when people open the Fuel Hunt app to go into Rise, that's the intention. It's, I had a great day and I want to spread my energy. Yeah. It's high. I had a hard day and I know people there will support me. It's fire drop. I need my discount code for free shipping and 20% off. Or it's I'm going to come learn and level up from somebody, whether it's one of our speakers or one of the workshops that we're putting on. So there's just, it's just different, man. Yeah. That's why I say measly dollar. It's like the thing pays for itself like tenfold. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So.
All right.
Yeah, so that might close it. This was shut great. It down.
Yeah, thank you.
This was great.
As was the rise call. Mm-hmm. I will say one thing: if you receive value from this podcast, or you know someone who will, please share it with a fellow Eagle.
Yes, Eagles only, please.
And always remember: choose effort over entitlement, choose hard work over handouts, and remember: no one owes you, no one owns you. You're one of the few. Let's get it.
Let's hunt.